So with the Smaun epidemic, which followed the polio epidemic, was really the reason it occurred was it followed in the wake of the polio epidemic, and polio was the last great infectious disease of the Western world. For you see, certainly 200 years ago, but even 100 years ago, the leading cause of death among Americans and Europeans was tuberculosis, which is infectious. It's caused by a bacterium. Second cause of death, I don't remember in order, but after that came cholera and malaria and various other diseases. Today in the third world, the leading cause of death is malaria. Second is tuberculosis. And after that follows a whole laundry list of infectious diseases. But in the last 100 years especially, a very distinct and rapid change in the health profile of Western industrial populations took place. That is, in Western industrial Europe and in the United States, the life expectancy of the average person increased from maybe 40, 45 years up to now pushing 80 years and still growing. That's the average life expectancy. If you're born today, you can expect to live 75 to 80 years, depending on whether you're male or female. Women live a little longer than men, but pushing 80 years. So we've had very nearly a doubling in our life expectancy just in the last 100 years. And that doubling took place as the infectious diseases only in the industrial world disappeared. That is to say, tuberculosis went away, polio, measles, yellow fever, all of these things disappeared, so that today, and in fact as of 1960, when polio finally disappeared, infectious disease became the cause of less than 1% of death in the Western world. Today the leading cause of death is heart disease, followed by cancer of all varieties combined, so that these are distinctly non-infectious diseases. And they're diseases of older age. That is to say, we no longer die when we're very young of infectious disease. We now live to be old enough to get the diseases of old age. So what a blessing, actually, ironically, to be able to get heart disease and cancer instead of infectious disease. Why this is debated. Epidemiologists will argue anything from medical advances, even though that is, in fact, in many cases disputable, all the way to just general standards of living. In the industrial world, maybe even psychology, mentality, better diets, better access to whatever, for whatever reason, and this is debated back and forth. I'm not going to get into that issue today. Why do we live longer? But the fact is we now have basically healthier immune systems. We're able to resist disease more readily. The flu in 1918 killed something like at least 500,000 Americans. Some people estimate several million Americans. The flu. This was the flu season, you see, and in the flu season it simply killed a tremendous number of people. Today that doesn't happen. The flu is miserable. You don't like the flu, but you're not going to die from it. Many people can be infected with the flu virus and never get sick. We all know that. If flu comes through our families, some people get sick, some don't. Everyone was infected. But it's not that the people who didn't get sick weren't infected. They just had a stronger immune system that resisted the virus early on. So infectious disease has disappeared. But in the third world, where industry has not yet hit very strongly, although infectious disease is starting to come down in certain ways and life expectancy is starting to come up in proportion to where industry shows up. Nevertheless, overall now their life expectancy is still generally under 50 years and they die primarily of infectious disease. Very little heart disease or cancer because they don't live to be old enough to get that. Now consider this problem for the microbe hunters. The age of viruses and bacteria and all the deadly infectious diseases ended in 1960. It was already largely over by the 30s and 40s and absolutely ended in 1960 with the polio epidemic. It was the end of it. So the question was, where to go from here? You now had thousands of top scientists who had been trained as virus hunters. Now, you see, a transition took place right during the middle of the polio epidemic, which, by the way, that epidemic was the result of soldiers in World War II. We'd had polio already, but it had not been an epidemic. Soldiers in World War II, returning from the Pacific Theater, from Burma and other places fighting the Japanese, brought back with them polio. And so for about 10 years, it was a sort of a modest-sized epidemic in the United States. But again, it disappeared by 1960 for reasons that are still debated, generally credited to the vaccines. Polio is, of course, caused by a virus.